Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we'll do something from Parshas Mitzayra from the Nesivah Shalom. V'huva el ha-koyin, pages Samach Vav, Samach Zayin, and Samach Ches. It's been sent out to the Shafras group if anybody wants to follow along. Torah Kedosha tells us, Zoyis tia teres ha-mitzayra b'yoyim tarasoy v'huva el ha-koyin. Ikshu ha-mefarshim al omroi v'huva el ha-koyin. Lo mitzarech le-viyoy. Why is it that the Mitzorah has to be brought to the Kohen? V'chulva el ha-kohen, will be brought to the Kohen. Why does the Mitzorah have to be brought to the Kohen? V'al derech ze niskai b'chol pirshei nigei haguf. V'ilu b'nigei b'godim ne'mar rak v'haras ha-kohen. Question number two is that when it comes to the Mitzorah, it depends on whether the Mitzorah has on his body or whether it is on his garments. If it's on his garments, then it just says Veheras HaKoyim, that they'll show the Koyim. Yet when it comes to Nigei HaGuf, it says Vehuva HaKoyim, that the fellow is going to be brought to the Koyim. And why do we even have to say Vehuva HaKoyim? It should just say, the Pasuk says, the Koyim goes out and he sees. Why do we need to emphasize V'huva al ha-kohen, page Samach Vav, towards the bottom? V'yesh levar od al pi ma shebi'arnu, godol ha-tukam b'negoyim sh'nisyafi l'zeh mokum godol kol kaf b'terek desha, al pi ma de'isa b'chazal, de mitzayra hu miloshon, the word mitzayra is a conjunction, al pi kabbalah, miloshon motzi ra'a, that it expels bad. Dihine, kemavur b'svar makdoshim, yesh katoam sha'odam choyte asher ikar afeit bohem, hu etzem maisa yisr. There are some averos that the individual does a maisa yisr. He does a maisa that is inappropriate. V'yesh katoam, hanovim misharoshim shalmidos ros. And then there are averos which come from a deeper place. The avera doesn't come from simply a maisa, but the avera comes from a mida ra. Im elu hanovim mipgam hageus, o hanovim mitaiva. There's some that come from gaiva, some from taiva. Ubidome. I heard a great mind. I don't know if some of you saw this recording of Rav Edelstein Shlita, and someone was describing inappropriate things that we've actually spoken about this here. There was describing 13, 14-year-old, 15-year-old yeshiva boys smoking. So he described it to Rav Gershon Shlita. Rav Gershon had this fascinating line. He said, Zematfil im gaiva v'magia l'taiva. The fascinating line. I never thought about it. I'm sure it's a deep idea in Musa that there are many averas that start out from a place of gaiva and then they end up into a place of taiva. The fascinating. I never heard that expression. Fascinating expression. Anyhow, the Rebbe over here says that you have averes that are done due to gaiva, averes due to taiva. Ubechatoim elu ikar apgam einet etzem ha-maisa. A lot of times, the averes themselves is not the maisa itself is not the problem. Is it something so terrible intrinsically about smoking? And as a person makes it, the answer is that the shoresh is what compels the avera. The avera itself is not the part that's problematic. It's the shoresh that brought to the averu. B'chatoim eilu hikur apkam eina etzem ha-maisa, ela ha-shoresh poire roish v'la'no, she'tzmiach es pri ha-bu'ushin. Oysem bidos roish she'in shoresh ha-ra'asher, heviu b'maisa chatoseh, ukedisu v'svar makdoshim pri-oretz, she'afilu odom sho'i ovar averim yomov, im yesh bo adayin ha-shoresh ha-ra'ma, b'kach shuvo ovar averu b'poyo. The Sefer Pri-oretz says that we have to make a chesed. A cheshbin a nefesh, even the averas that we didn't do, if we still have the shoresh that leads to those averas, then la'asid lava, we're going to have to give a din v'cheshbin, even if we didn't do a maisa that relates to that. Kiwan shishoresh harabi kirba harehu. U'mashaloi asa avera b'poil, eino hoichafa shein bo shoreshi hara. And the fact that if we look at ourselves and we say that I didn't smoke, so then in such a case I don't have a gaiva, I don't have taiva, that doesn't necessarily mean. That's not necessarily so. A person could chas v'chalila have the shorish of the avera, even if he didn't do the avera. Why? Ki ulai lo nizdamilo. Maybe he didn't have a real, he was never put into a real nisayat. O shenimna mehabusha, or he's just afraid because of he'd be embarrassed in front of others to be seen doing the aver. But the shorish of the aver is there. Af kol od shadai lo akar shorish hamar bekir by hareyu oflus barat. Until a person gets into what's beneath the surface, gets into what's inside of him, then in such a case, that is going to be an individual who has made a tikkun in himself. And in Chassidus, this is a very, very, very important point. The Rebbe has made this point already a few times to us. A very, very difficult Gemara in Yuma that says, the thoughts of an Avera are worse than Avera itself. So that's a very, very hard to understand if you look at it from a pure halachic perspective. Because at the end of the day, a person is punished, ba'olam hazeh. They're punished for averos, and they're not punished for hurei averos. If someone came into Bezdin and says, I thought of killing somebody, Bezdin would not put him to death. But the Gemara in Yuma very, very sharply says, here hurei averos, kashim me avera. It's harder than the avera itself. So this is a great example where you need chassidus, or some type of deep machshava in general to be able to deal with these types of fazal. So the Rebbe, he gives the explanation that we've given before. In Kabbalah, the world of Machshava is a higher world than the world of Asiya. The Asiya is further down. Machshava is more connected to our neshama and is closer and further up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person does a Maisa Avera without thinking much about it, the person just did it. So that's one thing, and he needs a tikkun in this world. But here, Hurei Avera become a deeper part of the person's neshama. The hearer of the Avera becomes part of the individual himself. And therefore, that's what's going to be the avoda of Motzi Ra. The idea of Motzi Ra is to be Motzi. The Saras is a way in which we're trying to get a person to take out inside of him the Shorish Hara. Skipping down a couple of paragraphs, first column. In Samach Zayin, Zeu Inyan Mitzorah, Shunasa Legarmi Tachas HaSitra Afer. That's the idea of the Mitzorah that's given over to Sitra Afer. Divrei Chazal, She Mitzorah Hu Motzi Ra, Hainu She Pegam Shelo Hu Sheyesh Bo Goreim HaMotzi Ra. Velo HaRa, Shu Oysa Bepoyel Oysa El Mitzorah, El HaShor Shanim Tza Bekirbo She Motzi Ra. It's the Shorish Bekirbo. Heim Ein Hinam Midosa Av Ros. So what's the solution? So here, Chassidus has a fascinating solution, which I think even if you're not a part of a particular chotzer, dafka, if you're not a part of a particular sect of Chassidus, dafka, we need more chizuk and to think about it as well, because people think about either that you're a chassid and you live it in sociological terms, or it's not part of your life. And what the Rebbe is going to emphasize to us is that it's not only about someone who lives a classic Chassidish lifestyle. This point is something that is we're lacking in, but it is something that's very, very important. Va'etzer Rishon, and now we're going to go back to the pasuk of Vehuva El HaKayin. We ask, why is it that he has to be brought to the Kayin? Why does the Mitzayra have to be brought to the Kayin? And why is it when it comes to Nigei Begadim, so there he's not brought to the Kayin? The Kayin just takes a look. Va'etzer Rishon Avuro Ukimoshin is Bar Bereish Parshas HaMitzorah. Adam Kieva or Besero Besaros, Esos Apachas of Eris, Wuval Arana Koin, Olafan Bonavakonim, Hainu, Sheyiskasher, Litzadik, Oilefavrusa, Hadvukim, Bashem Yisbara. Zewa Koyef Loitzil, Lishachroi, Mishilton Hasitra Afer. A person needs to connect themselves to some of Wuval a Koin. He has to be connected to a Koin. He can't do it on his own. There is a very, very important idea in Avodas Hashem that some rationalists recoil from, which is a problem, and that is the idea of being mechaber to a tzaddik, being connected to a tzaddik, being connected to a person. Kasipra Yidua Eishah Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Kirev Elov Es Baal Tov Yaakov Yosef. And the Rebbe connects us to a story that he says often, and it's a classic in Chassidus, and that is the way in which the most important author of the Torah, the Baal Shem Tov, his most important Talmud in terms of his writings was the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Toldos Yaakov Yosef was the Lamdin of the Baal Shem Tov's Talmidim. He was a classic yeshivish Lamdin before he became a Chassid. He's the one who wrote out in the most sophisticated way the Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov. And the story that the Rebbe says a few times, Shepam Achas, Nichshal bebracha levatol. First of all, whenever I see this, my body, I shiver. Dehainu, just look at what changed the Tolbas Yaakov Yosef's life. What happened was, is he once made a bracha levatala, and he was so bothered about the bracha levatala that he made, he was so disturbed, he went looking for some type of tikkun. He was looking for some type of tikkun. Veheru lo min hashemayim, eich shemeaver zu tzamach gan nifla shal sidra achem elo be'etzim peres mishabachim ufarim, ubofa. So he saw that there were terrible things that came out of this one avera. Va'asa tshuva gedola, ad she'erish ha'peres nisiyapshu, v'afrikach roshin, and often nisiyapshu, v'siyein ha'bal shem tov ha'kadosh. So the Baal Shem Tov described to him what his avera had done in the Olmei Olamos, that it had borne fruits of terrible things. And then he described to him that he had done an appropriate tshuva, and the tshuva had caused that the bad fruits would die, and the branches would die, but avo shoresh adayin yeshno. But he said, but the shoresh, you still haven't gotten rid of. He said to the Tolbas Yaakov Yosef, with all of your tshuva, you still haven't gotten rid of the shoresh of the aver. V'zos lo yuchal la'aker el kashi yavo aleinu. And the Baal Shem Tov said, the only way he's going to become, if you join my chabura, the only way you're going to be able to remove the shoresh of the avera is you would join. It's quite a recruiting pitch, huh? So the Baal Shem Tov says, that's the only way, that if you get to the shoresh. V'Rebbe HaKadosh Baal told us, Omad, here this is, the Chassidim say it in a very dramatic way, he was talking, me'afori afalon, he was talking to the Rebbe, through the Baal Shem Tov, through the window. Kanereh, they understand that symbolically, that he hadn't yet come into the Baal Shem Tov's house. So he went to speak to the Baal Shem Tov through the window. He didn't yet want to come in. He was speaking through the window. U'miyad, kasher shama zois, kofatz, v'nichnas panima al Baal Shem Tov. The moment he heard it, he jumped through the window to come close to the Baal Shem Tov. Kivan shezulosei lo yodat ish mikol ha-sipur. V'zeh shebet kilas parish sanigot. Nemar miyad v'luv al ha-kayin. That's what the emphasis is, that he has to be brought into the kayin. Kizut chilas terufasa linigoy va'avoyde rishonish akoyin noisloy afrei boy akoyin boda odyeshin mikutz anachan and moshava v'shem the tamitami yigra and weishis kol alav lachnia es afaymer v'lishbar levavoy. The first step is that he has to break his you know, it's life could be very good. You eat good, you have good friends, you hang out, you keep 630 mitzvahs, you look for mahadrin ashkafos, and so on and so forth. Life is very, very nice. As some people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them nice and convenient lives. But what has to be done, if there is a shervish ra, is he has to be machnia all of his chomer, al yidei zeh sheyadzoi ves beisei ves yididov. So what does the Metzorah have to do? He has to go bodled Yosef. He has to start all over. Tolis Yaakov Yosef has to start all over. He has to become a regular Talmud, even though he is he's a famous Talmud Fafam. He has to start all over, al yidei sheyadzoi ves beisei ves yididov. V'yifarsin the kulam shum tame, and it's what did the pasuk say? The pasuk says tame tame yikra. It has to be called out that he's tame. V'yidei ze yishtachrim mishulton asidra afet taftav unason. So I don't know if we're on the madrega taldas Yaakov Yosef that we could start all over and that we could go through the process of tame tame yikra v'thule. I don't know if we're on that madrega, but the madrega v'ruva l'akoyin is something that we could definitely think about. And that is that to throw certain things aside and to be able to be mechaber and be bafnia to a tzaddik is a very, very big part of Avodas Hashem. It's a big part of Hasidus. And in Parshas Tazria Metzera, the Rebbe wants us to think about of whether we have that ability to negate ourselves and to be mechaber to tzaddikim in order to be able to reach places where we're able to get to the shoresh. His argument is that to be able to get to the shoresh is not enough for a person simply to be able to do tshuva, but a person needs to be able to go to a place of bittul as well.